Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM at 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Power Water Me Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Charlie Usen, other side of the glass still to come. Charlie's Sounds of the Day. We will get to that. Joining us now, he is Vinny Rutino, FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Vinny Rutino. Vinny, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Sparky, thanks for having me, as usual.
I want to talk about Jacob Mizorowski, but before we get to that, let's talk about what happened last night. And I was saying this earlier. When you're facing a first-place team like the Trader and the Cubs, your meat and potato guys in the middle of the lineup have got to be your guys that produce. And last night, while the Brewers, you know, left guys stranded on base and so forth, it felt like a majority of this was falling on Ortiz and Caleb Durbin, which, again, yes, you want them to produce like everybody else in the lineup, but they're at the bottom of your lineup for a reason. So frustrating, yes, to a certain degree. And then you get Isaac Collins, who, when that game starts off, you're like, oh my God, home run, diving catch. Like, if he's going to have a big game and if the guys do what they're supposed to do, they should win this game. And it was close, but still frustrating.
Extremely frustrating loss. So the Cubs actually has not been swinging the bats all that well, right? So since Memorial Day, that covers 19 games now. They're near the league basement in terms of scoring runs. So this great offense that the Cubs had the first 2 months of the season has kind of gone by the wayside. It didn't look like that last night, right? Every single at-bat, every single swing looked like, oh my goodness, these guys are locked in against Chad Patrick. But still, they've still been winning games despite not swinging the bats. And that's actually not a great sign for the Brewers. The fact that this Cubs potent lineup is still, you know, not producing, but still winning games, doing the little things. They did that again last night. They got that three-run home run. But Sparky, it goes back to a play where you cannot make mistakes against the Cubs, against a team that, yep, they're that good. They are that good. It was the Caleb Durbin first and second situation with nobody out. He didn't get the bunt down. Not only did he not get the bunt down, he popped out to third base,
yep,
in that situation. So I thought you could have added on some runs there, gave Chad Patrick a little bit of breathing room. I think the Brewers actually win that game if you score a run or two in that inning, just because I think you're going to have a little bit more momentum. You're going to pitch a little bit differently with an extended lead after that inning. Just couldn't get that bunt down.
As much as you want to win the division, and trust me, I want the Trader and that team to go down, you're still a game out of the wild card. I mean, there's three teams in front, right, of you, but you're only a game out. And I said it earlier in the show, yes, the offense needs a bat or two probably between now and the trade deadline. But this starting pitching is going to keep you in pretty much the ball game every night right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, especially you get a shot in the arm, and I know you want to talk about him in a second. You get a shot in the arm to your starting rotation that's already one of the, yep, league's best. And Jacob Mizorowski, Freddie Peralta in there, Chad Patrick. Last two haven't been great, but he is still going to be a guy that they're going to rely on. Quinn Priester, he's a revelation. My goodness, how good has he been? And so, you know, and then Quintana, he'll come around and he'll do what he can do. And then you have depth in AAA too, right, with guys like Logan Henderson, Tobias Myers, we'll see, and then some more guys coming back. So their pitching has been phenomenal. It's been keeping them in games. And because of that, I do think that wild card is still within reach. I'm not punting on the fact that the Brewers aren't going to win the NL Central. They'd have to get extremely hot and play really, really well. That Cubs team, and again, I hate giving them credit, but you just kind of do at this point. Kyle Tucker trade, the acquisition of him, was kind of the worst move to happen for the Brewers.
Yes, but you know what? But you know what, Vinny? I agree, yeah, for this year, but it's going to be the worst move ever by the Cubs if they don't sign him. Like, the fact that he doesn't have an extension signed already is mind-boggling.
They're not going to do it either, right? Because is it Boris? I don't know if it's Boris. I actually don't think it's Boris. I think it's Excel Management who has him as their client. The Boston Red Sox just dumped $330 million deal with Rafael Devers, mm-hmm, and they're going to be very much in play for Kyle Tucker next year. You know that, you know, the usual suspects are going to be as well. And he's going to get a massive deal because he's one of the best players. I mean, a winning player, a guy that can hit any pitching, any kind of arm, any kind of stuff, left, right, doesn't matter, but also has 18 stolen bases and only one caught stealing. I mean, just a winning player through and through. And then it doesn't help that Pete Carr Armstrong developed into an MVP-type candidate, you know, and they weren't expecting that. They certainly weren't. So this Cubs team is formidable. You can still win and get through in the wild card, I think. And again, I'm not punting on the NL Central. I'm just saying most realistically, the Brewers, if they're going to make the playoffs, which I do think they can, Sparky, I really do, it's going to be through that wild card.
FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers analyst Vinny Rattino. Follow him on Twitter at Vinny Rattino. Let's talk a little bit about Mizorowski. It's him against Jameson Taillon coming up tonight at Wrigley Field. That first start, I've watched Brian Anderson's whole career in Milwaukee doing Brewers baseball. I think that was really the most, maybe in all, I've heard Brian Anderson talking about a Brewers player the entire time he's been there, to the point where it's like, okay, then, like giggling and laughing, and then he drops that changeup for a strikeout in, what was it, the fifth inning or whatever, and Brian Anderson's like just amazed by it, and I think you were kind of a little bit amazed too on that call.
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky enough to have been, I was thrilled to be able to call that Major League debut by Jacob Mizorowski and get to do it next to a future Hall of Famer and Brian Anderson. I mean, he is the absolute best. What a talent. But, yes, I've never seen an arm like that out of a starting pitcher. I mean, I've seen guys throw that hard, right? I mean, you turn on any late game, you're going to see guys throwing 100 with a nasty slider. But you're not going to be able to see guys with that repeatable of a delivery. And don't forget, too, how out in front he is. So it doesn't look like 102-mile-per-hour fastball to the hitter. It actually looks like about 104-mile-per-hour fastball to the hitter because he's releasing it closer to the plate.
Right.
That's called extension, 7.7 feet of extension. That's near the league lead just in terms of how far out in front he's releasing the ball. He's also releasing it from a lower height, so that makes it a little bit more difficult and deceptive to their it looked like the Cardinals hitters, remember when you would go to the speed pitch thing, you know, back when you were a kid and you'd step in against the 80-mile-per-hour and you'd see kids swinging after the ball hits the glove or hits the mat.
Yep.
That's what it looked like. It looked like major league hitters were at the speed pitch thing and they were 10-year-olds against Jacob Mizorowski. As long as he's throwing strikes, he's going to have an unbelievable career, and that's why you heard that from BA and from myself on that call. Just, we were so surprised. I just never had seen that kind of stuff coming out of a starting pitcher.
Not to mention StatCast not having any idea of what was going on either. He had the damn StatCast machine all screwed up too. Vinny, the other part about this, and one of the reasons I wanted to get you on was, what do you think?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is like from a catching perspective, because I mean, you saw Contreras kind of talking to him when he got put up on the jumbotron, kind of just like, dude, just chill. You're good. You got this. Let's go. Because not only is he a rookie, but he's a rookie with expectations. So there's somewhat of a spotlight on him, and that doesn't change any going into tonight's game.
Right. And it makes you believe that he's going to be able to handle it too, though, because all those expectations, probably the most anticipated debut from a starting pitcher since Ben Sheets. That's kind of what we talked about. Maybe Giovanni Gallardo. But this guy, there's just more eyeballs now with social media and the coverage of minor league and prospects. The anticipation. And, yeah, William did a great job of helping that kid settle down. Look, you also have to have that in yourself to be kind of a low heartbeat guy. I mean, in order to perform like that in your major league debut with all those eyeballs on you, especially because he just learned how to throw strikes. That's the other thing. So I was kind of expecting him to scatter balls all over the place at times. We really didn't see that. We saw a couple here and there, and then he was able to rein it back in. It really came down to the first inning and with how he was able to just kind of lock in right away. That impressed me more than anything, because your first at bat or your first pitch or your first ground ball that you get hit to or whatever the case in your major league debut, I'm telling you, Sparky, it is a surreal feeling, because once they add that third deck and those, you know, the extra set of lights at the top of the deck, it's a different feel in that stadium. It's a different feel from the game that you've been playing your whole life. And for him to be able to handle it was very, very impressive. And, you know, he's got to back it up tonight. But I think he will be able to, just because of the way he handled his debut.
All right, so let's talk about what he's got. So he's got that fastball that we know about. I really was interested in seeing what that curveball is going to look like, because I've seen highlights and videos through this season, and that curveball is ridiculous when he's got it going right. I mean, the drop is insane. What did impress you the most outside of that fastball as far as what he was throwing?
Well, yeah, it is the secondary stuff. I do think the slider, and StatCast didn't know what either breaking ball was. The slider was at 96 at times, which is crazy to even say. It looked more like a cutter at times. But the fact that it was moving basically from one side of the plate all the way to the other side of the plate makes me believe that it is an actual slider at that velocity, which makes it almost unhittable. You don't see guys swinging behind the slider like it's a fastball. You don't see that very often.
Yeah.
You see them out in front all the time,
Yep. Not
behind it. The curveball, like you said, I agree with you, is 89, two-plane tilt. It disappears at the plate. That's unhittable. The changeup, he threw, I think, did he just throw the one? I think it was.
I think so. And that was a strikeout. Yep.
Yeah. So he's got all the weapons. He's got all the tools in the toolbox to be, you know. The other thing, too, is like, you know, the guy in AAA that helped him, I'll get his name in a second, the two pitching coaches, Brian Leslie, and I'm blanking on the other guy, those guys put the water bag on him to kind of have him simulate what Paul Skenes does, because the AAA pitching coach in Nashville is coming. He was the bullpen coach in Pittsburgh last year, the major league bullpen
coach. Did
you
say a water bag?
Yeah, they put these water bags on their back, and that's kind of, yeah, that's it sloshes around, and it forces them to control their upper body through the delivery.
And Vinny, you need to get a water bag, put it on Dillard's back, and I want to see what this looks like in a video. I want to see what it looks like. That's got to be some crazy-looking stuff.
I'm definitely going to suggest that to him, because, yeah, we need more antics from Dilly for sure. So I will definitely, because that would be good TV. But maybe we'll do that next time on the pre- and post-game show. But, yeah, that helped him out for sure, and helped him repeat his delivery.
How hard is it to catch somebody like this?
Well, a guy that's scattering the ball, it's almost impossible. But a guy that throws that hard but has a clue as to where it's going, it's actually not that difficult. And it looked like he definitely had a clue. Now, when he is, you know, he did spray a couple, especially to the pull side. Those are the hardest ones to catch. Because you're expecting guys to sail a ball, meaning up and away,
right,
to the arm side. But you're not expecting guys too often to pull 102-mile-per-hour fastball. So you got to be right. It is difficult to do, especially with runners on base. But William did a great job of them all the way around, mentally and then also on the physical side of making sure that nothing really got away from him when runners were on.
Vinny Rantino, FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter, Vinny Rantino. Brewers and the Cubs again tonight. The aforementioned Jacob Mizorowski on the mound against Jameson Taillon. It is going to be something. And by the way, I cannot be done with this interview without saying I really thought it was cool of BA to shout out The Rock and the tournaments and all that stuff out there. Little talk about prep baseball report for you. That was pretty cool, man, for youth sports, with my kid obviously playing and other kids having played. That was a pretty cool deal. You don't get that a lot in Major League Baseball broadcasts.
BA is just the best. I mean, he really is, because he does throw stuff like that into his broadcast, into his Hall of Fame calls. He'll throw stuff like that in there, and it's so cool, because he's always thinking of other people along the way. That's Brian Anderson for you.
How good is Koski's kid?
Corey Koski? Yeah. Stud. Absolute stud.
What position does he play?
He's all over the place.
Oh, really? So he's not like some stud pitcher. He's a hitter and all over the field?
Yeah, two-way.
I heard him say Corey Koski's kid was at a tournament out there. I almost wanted to drive straight to the Rock to see if I could see how good his kid was. Because, you know, that's what we do. Us non-athletes are like, oh. Like, for instance, Frank Thomas's kid, I don't know what's happened to him. But a few years ago, he was playing at a tournament in New Berlin, and Frank was there. And, like, every parent I talked to that was there was like, oh, my God, this kid is unbelievable. He's an absolute stud. That was a few years ago, so I don't know whatever ended up happening to his kid. But word spreads like wildfire when you got a pro player whose kid is playing, you know, in these tournaments. And I would imagine the same thing happens with Pat Murphy, right? With his kids when they play in tournaments and they see Murphy on the back and word spreads that it's Pat's kid, then everybody, all eyes are on you, which is a very tough thing to deal with when you're a kid.
100%. Yeah, you have those extra expectations, but usually it works out for those kids because they end up, you know, growing up in a big league clubhouse most often than not, and so that helps kind of, you know, hey, this isn't that overwhelming. So that's kind of the feel for those situations. But yeah, Jim Thome's kid, he's going to be a draft pick next year. I've seen Julian Tavares's kid around the Rock.
Pitcher?
So yeah, a lot of former big, yeah, the pitcher, Julian Tavares.
No, I see the kid a pitcher.
So he was younger at the time. So most of the time when these kids are younger, you know, 13, 14, they are two-way players, right? So they can pitch and play other positions.
Because you need it for tournaments. You got to have as many guys as possible to pitch in tournaments. So I get that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand. Vinny Rutino, FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Vinny Rutino. I'm actually heading this weekend to the Louisville Sports Complex, Slugger Complex in Peoria this weekend for a tournament. Never been, but it looks amazing online. So looking forward.
Awesome.
Looking forward. Vinny, have a good one, buddy. Thank you.
Anytime.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.